Okay, I'm going to call this special City Council meeting to order and say welcome to all of you. Great to see a full room full of folks. So, okay, what I'd like you all to do now is rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Richards.
Here.
Councilmember Bennett.
Here.
Councilmember Aceves.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore Kasdan.
Here.
Mayor Parodi.
Here. At this time, we have a public forum. Anybody that wishes to speak to anything that's not on the agenda? Do we have any speaker slips?
There are no speaker slips.
Okay. Amendments and adjustments.
Madam Mayor, we have no amendments or adjustments.
Okay. Great. Well, this is how the evening's going to go. I just want to kind of explain a few things. We'll have the report from our city clerk on the election results. We'll have a presentation on words of appreciation to outgoing Councilmember Bennett. We'll take a break. We'll have comments, and we'll take a break. And then we'll come back for an oath of office. And the end, we'll have a selection of a mayor pro tem. So I just thought I'd let everybody know the process. Do you want to call it the first item?
Item A1, confirmation of November 6, 2018, canvas of consolidated general election returns.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, council members.
Good evening.
On December 6, the city clerk's office received the official results of the canvas of the November 6, 2018 general election from the County of Santa Barbara Clerk Register of Voters Office, certifying the canvas of the votes. Based upon the official canvas of returns, the following are confirmed. Paula Parodi for mayor, 2-year term. Roger Aceves and James Kiriakou for city council member to both serve 4-year terms. Also submitted to the voters the following measures. Measure W-2018, establishing salaries for the mayor and members of the city council. Measure Z-2018, which will amend the municipal code to impose a local gross receipts tax on the sale of cannabis and cannabis products by cannabis businesses operating within the city of Goleta. As a result of the passing of Measure W-2018, Ordinance 1804, which was adopted by the City Council, establishing compensation for members of the City Council that was passed on October 16th, shall be null and void. The recommendation tonight is that the City Council adopt the proposed resolution declaring the result of the general election. Thank you.
Thank you. Looking to council for a motion. Yes?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Item B1, award of appreciation to the outgoing council member.
Okay. I have the honor of doing this right now. So how I would like to do this with, I'd like Michael to stand, and I'm going to stand. And I have the honor and privilege of presenting you with your tile from the city of Goleta for your 12 years. Can everybody hear me on this? I'm not really sure. 12 years of service, but you've done more than 12 years of public service. You've been in the fire department for 36 years, and then 12 years, so you are a true public servant, and we owe you so much appreciation, and I'm going to miss you, and I want everybody to know that I don't think he's going too far, and I hope that we can call upon you. You have a memory for detail and numbers and the history, so much history, and I think it's really important. So I'm hoping that we can call out to you and ask you for help, and that you will come here and tell us all the things we're doing right. Maybe you can tell us a few things we're doing wrong, but I hope you will definitely come back and give us a hard time at times. So I'd like to present this with you.
I think we're going to have a picture.
Yes. And then I have something else. So I'm presenting this on behalf of the City Council. And we thought that, you know, you need something more. And so we thought and thought and thought, came up with this idea of a clock that's a train on the track. It says, thank you, Michael T. Bennett, for serving on the Goleta City Council from 2006 to 2018. Wow. Oh, the whites of his eyes?
He doesn't look at me.
Oh. I also thought maybe, here, I'll put it back in the box for you.
Yeah, I'm
thinking that at this time maybe we'll take comments. Anybody would like to make any, first council, we'll take council comments. And here, I'll have you sit down.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And council, remarks from council. Oh, I see lights. Okay, council member Seves.
All right, thank you. Well, you said some of the things that I wanted to say, but I'll repeat it and get a little perspective. Most of you know that Michael and I were elected together in 2006, and we spent the last 12 years, I've had the privilege the last 12 years working with him and serving the citizens of Goleta. Michael's the kind of guy, he was ready to serve even before we became a city. And so when we became a city, he hit the ground running. He's been steadfast in his service to Goleta and making us one of the finest cities on the Central Coast. As mentioned earlier, Michael's always been our historian on the council. And sometimes you wonder, is it accurate? Is it really that? Well, sure as heck it is. And I remember one hearing we had, and it had to do with the an appeal on housing of a house. And the residents were concerned about the road, whether it can take the weight or not. And we were thinking, well, garbage trucks take that road. And they said, fire trucks take that road. So I said, you know, how much does a fire truck weigh? Michael jumped on it and said, I don't know, 12,643 tons or something like that.
Not that much.
But he had
See?
But you knew the weight of the engine, and it was so quick. And it's like, wow, it gave us perspective on that one incident. It's just a small sample of the knowledge he possessed and he bestowed on us over the years. Michael, we're very thankful for your unwavering service to Goleta, and we wish you best in the next chapter in your life. And I agree, come back and visit.
Thank you very much, Ronnie.
Mayor Pro Tem?
So, I've served with Michael just 2 years, but I've appreciated Michael's general good nature and generally good humor. It's one thing I've noticed is there are certain things, when Michael says, I find it interesting, that's a prelude to him not liking it. Or if he says, I find it fascinating that, not good. But the highest praise, I think, is neat. If something is neat, that is the pinnacle of something really good. I think, as was talked about, Michael loves history. Michael also loves, I think, the impression, what I've learned is science and technology, and that elicits neats often. But just that whole sphere of innovation in science and technology, I've seen that he really appreciates that. And it's kind of curious in a sense, because you have this juxtaposition with a fascination for both history in the past and science and technology in the future. And that's a nice combination to have. But in any case, I guess I'd say when we think of Michael and particularly that appreciation of history, I guess I would say that one thing that we know is that the history of the city council and the history of Goleta is partly based on Michael's experience, and we thank you.
Thank you, Stuart.
Councilmember Richards.
Well, the word that first comes to mind for me was historian, and that's a word we've heard already a few times tonight. But I think for me, the word historian not only applies to Michael for the history that you keep in your head and the history that you and your recollection and your memory that go along with that. But the fact that you are a part of Goleta's history, that the history books will include you for all of your efforts, even, you know, beginning of going back decades, and importantly, early attempts at cityhood for the city of Goleta. So, I mean, you were active and a participant in forging the history of this area and of our city. And we are extremely grateful for all that you have contributed. You have not only have so much history and experience with our city, but it's so clear to me and to others that your heart is with the city, that your dedication is very deep, and that you will you just epitomize what a public servant is and means. And we are very grateful for everything that you have done. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate it.
I have some speaker slips, and I also want you to know, before we go to Michael saying a few, Councilmember Bennett saying a few words, anybody that wishes to speak does not have to fill out a speaker slip. Just come up and talk. But I do have three that I know of. First one is Rich Foster.
Uh-oh.
We all went, uh-oh.
It's not that he's a historian. It's just he's lived long enough that he remembers all this stuff. I mean, I think he was friends with Roosevelt, the first one. But I've come down and wanked at you people many a time. And Michael's always been very gracious. We've had lunch before. He's always been open to hearing things we didn't always agree. But if we always agreed, then, you know, then what's the point? I wouldn't be able to come and wank. But no, I think he has the city, everybody here has the city's best interests at heart. But Michael, you've been open, you've been willing to discuss ideas, you've served the city well, and I don't think people realize just how much everybody ends up doing behind the scenes on committee meetings or SBCAG or your film group participation. He has community interest too. Either way, so thanks for being involved in our city, and thanks for your, your gentlemanness. There we go.
There you go.
We interacted.
Thank you. Greg Hart. Councilmember Greg Hart.
Yes, in fact, I'm still wearing three different hats for about 4 weeks.
I know, I'm like, I wasn't sure what to call you.
And my relationship with Michael covers all three of the hats. As a Santa Barbara City Council member and a colleague with Michael, we have attended a lot of League of Cities events and work collaboratively on issues. And I really value the work that you've done for the community of Goleta and the region as a whole. As a member of SBCAG, you have been an outstanding representative on the LOSAN board, forging a consensus about the rail improvements that we are enjoying now, and really being a leader at the state level in trying to support that effort. Really indebted to you, and your plaque and clock are a perfect testimony to that work. And then as a new supervisor-elect for the County of Santa Barbara, I'm going to rely on that institutional memory and that historical knowledge that I have been the beneficiary of at many of a meeting in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C., where you're telling stories about things that I've lived here in a long time, too, but I did not realize the background and depth of your knowledge and experience. And I'm going to rely on that as a supervisor representing this area on the Board of Supervisors. And just want to say, personally, I'm very grateful for the work that you've done for our community. We're all indebted to you, and your contributions are going to continue for many, many years, and we look forward to continue to work with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Kristen Miller.
Good evening. I'm Kristen Miller, President and CEO of the Goleta Chamber of Commerce. And on behalf of the Goleta Chamber of Commerce, we want to thank Michael Bennett for his not just 12 years of stalwart service on the Goleta City Council, but as has been stated, so many years and decades before of being a community leader. Everything that's been said is so true, and we're so grateful for all of the work that you've done. But the word that I would add to what's been said tonight is you are a true statesman, and you have elevated the level of Goleta and our cityhood and our community for the years that you have served, and we expect it to continue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to come up and say a few words? Feel free to do that.
Good evening, Linda Kropp with the Environmental Defense Center. Not only is Councilmember Bennett a historian, but he's actually an actor in history of the city. I have a story that some may not know, but back when Venico was still operating the marine terminal at Coal Oil Point, Michael Bennett was one of the leaders in the city trying to convince or force Venico to transport its oil by pipeline as opposed to marine tanker, because tankers still are worse than pipelines, even after 2015. And so I had the experience of traveling to Sacramento with Council Members Bennett and Aceves as we were lobbying the State Lands Commission to not renew the lease for the marine terminal. This was probably shortly after you joined the council. And it was a great experience. And we were a great team. We didn't win immediately, but we won a few years later. And so I do want to thank you for your efforts to protect our coast from marine barging.
Thank you, Linda.
Hi, my name is Hannah Sullivan, and I am a representative for State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson. And on behalf of the Senator, as well as Assembly Member Monique Limon, we wanted to present you with a certificate of recognition for all your work for the city of Goleta.
Thank you. That's nice.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Anybody else? Going once, going twice? Okay. Michael, Councilmember Bennett, it's your turn, and I'm not going to give you 3 minutes. You have longer than 3 minutes. You can talk as long as you want.
Well, you also know me very well, and that's dangerous because I can easily talk beyond 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And anyone that knows me knows that very, very well. But I'll keep my remarks essentially short. It truly is an honor to serve your community. When I came to the community back in 1970, you know, I never envisioned any of this. And so it's been evolving over time. And being a firefighter, you get to know a lot of people and you get to learn a lot about the community. And you get to learn a lot about the function of government. And I always was interested, so I always went out of my way to ask questions. I think I was the proverbial little kid of 5 years old. Why? Why? And I would just hit people all the time as to why. Why are we doing this? And where did this come from, et cetera, et cetera. So, and people took the time and the effort to explain, which I thought was incredibly nice because they surely didn't have to. They could have just blown me off, but they didn't. And so over time, I learned a lot of things about a lot of stuff. And I felt that made me better prepared to serve the community, again, as a firefighter in so many ways. And then as I moved on and joined other community groups and nonprofits and what have you, I think that was a real benefit, that I could really offer something to those organizations that would ultimately make a difference. And my goal always was to make it better from participating, and that when I left, it was better than when I started. And I always felt pretty confident in that regard. And when I made the decision that I wanted to run for city council, I knew that some of my ideas would certainly be different than some. But I respected that because that's what democracy is all about. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I'm an incredible, strong supporter of that. And that's what really, really makes our country great. And it's not great again. It is great right this moment. And it's great, and it has been great all along. And that's a revelation on our community. It's a fine community, and we have super quality of life. And I feel blessed in that regard. So it's been an incredible opportunity. We haven't all agreed. So I see many faces in here that we may have disagreed on issues that were presented, and I may have taken a different tact. But I respect the fact that you're here. I respect the fact that you had a different opinion. And you continue to come back. And sometimes we actually found common ground, which I thought was excellent. That was the way I wanted to see things ultimately work. And I would only pass on in the future a few things that I think that one in particular, and I hesitated whether I wanted to say anything tonight or not, but what the heck. I'm leaving, so I don't have to worry about that. And the thing I'm going to say involves the University of California at Santa Barbara. We live on a very narrow coast, very narrow shelf. There's not a lot of room. And I don't think we'd be the community we are if we didn't have the university. I think the university is a very special part of what we are and what we're about. However, we have a long-range development plan, and I recently learned that that's not going so well based on what was agreed on. And that bothers me a great deal. And so for this future council and for those that are in the county and those that have influence in the state of California, I am convinced that we cannot sustain any more growth at the University of California at Santa Barbara. And I emphasize that very strongly. It's critically important that what was agreed to, which was through 2025, and of course there we're looking at that time that they would create a new long-range development plan and go another 10 or 12 years beyond that. And I'm suggesting this community cannot deal with that. You know, when you look at campuses throughout the state and you look at like UCLA, they added 5,000 people, you'd never even know it. You wouldn't know even they were there. That's not true in our community. There's only 32,000 that live in our community. On the South Coast, there's just a little over 200,000 people. And that includes the population of the university staff and faculty and the students. So when you put it in context, it's a big impact. And I truly can't emphasize that enough. I have spoken to some of the university folks in that regard, and I'm not very popular because I took that position. But that's okay, I live here. I live here just like you folks live here. So I'm just suggesting to you all, whatever influence that you have in any way that you can, this needs to be stopped. No more growth at the university. By law, we don't have much influence there. All we can do now, because the law has changed, we can take care of the mitigations, as the county and the city did when we signed the contract for them and their latest long-range development plan. So we need to work at the state level with the legislature and the regents to make certain that this place remains as it is. It's a special place that we know. There will always be natural growth, but we don't need this inordinate amount of growth which the university continues to represent. And I know there's a balance because, again, as I said, our community thrives on the fact that we have all the high-tech and biomedical, et cetera, type industries here that other people in other areas of our state and country would love to have in their communities. And we're blessed because of all of that. But there is a limit, and I really want to emphasize that. And so I'm hoping that the information I'm providing this evening and the stand that I will pursue in the future for myself on behalf of the community in any way I can is something that the community as a whole can begin to be thinking about. It's not too early, and now is the time to go forward and see what we want in the future. And from my point of view, it's not an enlarged university. We need to gain control so that it stays as it is. And I am convinced it will be incredibly viable at such a level on into the future. It doesn't need to continue to add student, faculty, and staff. That's just not necessary to maintain this great university that we enjoy so much. So with that, I will be stepping down. And again, I appreciate all of the nice comments this evening. And I hope others will feel inspired that they wish to get involved. And we'll have others that want to run for the offices. There's now compensation involved that makes it a little bit more worthwhile. And we have an expensive community, so it's not going to take care of it all. But for the household, it'll make a difference. And I'm really hoping that people will give consideration to throwing their hat in the ring. It is truly, truly a calling that the community needs, and we need more people that have an interest in their community to come forward. So, again, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, Michael. like to do right now is for us to take a break and celebrate and recognize Councilmember Bennett and his years of service, but also in recognition of our incoming Councilmember James Carriaco, let's celebrate, and our returning Councilmember Roger Aceves. So let's just do a little celebration, and then we'll come back for the oath of office. Thank you. Okay, City Clerk.
Oath of office, Council-elect.
Okay, if I can ask Mayor Perotti, Councilmembers Aceves and Carriaco to join me at the podium, please. Where are you going to be looking? It was the mic.
Is it working?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to ask you all to raise your right hand. State your name, please.
Paula Perotti.
Roger Aceves.
James Carriaco.
Solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which you are about to enter as mayor and council members for the City of Goleta.
I do.
I do.
I will.
Congratulations. If I could ask you to sign your forms here. I'm not sure what everybody was laughing at, but that was quite an experience for me. I think I'd like to start off with comments, maybe from our council members. So maybe Councilmember Aceves, would you like to say a few words?
I wonder if my mic can make, no, it doesn't make the same noise.
Oh, dang. That's what they were laughing at, yeah.
That's what it was. Well, thank you. And I'll keep my comments brief. I'm very proud to be beginning my fourth term on this as a council member. I spent nearly my entire adult life in public service, and I'm honored to continue to do so for the next 4 years. As many of you may know, I've never missed a single council meeting and will continue to serve you with the same passion over the next term. And I should add in there, my wife knows I haven't missed a council meeting in 12 years. I'm looking forward to working with the new council, Councilmember Carriaco, that sounds good, and the rest of the council, along with Mayor Perotti, to ensure your voices are heard and championed. As witnessed recently, we listened to your concerns about the impacts to Goleta and promptly acted to curtail the influx of an unwanted business. We have big projects on the horizon, including the future development of our new train station, what we call our multimodal transportation center, the Highway 217 bridge replacement, and the completion of the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park in Old Town. and with Old Town in particular, finally putting together a tangible plan for its continued and future vibrancy. As always, I'm here to listen, and you know my doors are always open, and thank you for the opportunity to serve you for another 4 years.
Thank you. Councilmember Carriaco, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of the council. I want to begin just first of all by thanking everyone that came out tonight. I want to acknowledge Supervisor-elect Greg Hart. I want to also acknowledge that we have representatives from the 2nd and 3rd districts here. Thank you very much for being here. And I want to congratulate Mayor Perotti on being our first ever elected mayor.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And I also don't want to miss my one opportunity with a microphone to publicly acknowledge the service of Michael Bennett. Thank you very much for your service. You've given a lifetime to Goleta, whether it's fighting floods in Old Town before you're even a member of this council, or the way you've given yourself to the Goleta Historical Society over time and working to preserve our history. And much of the work that you've done up here has just been things that I completely agree with. And we haven't always agreed, as you and I both know from talking. But I've always appreciated your service. I've always appreciated your style. I think you've done a lot for the discourse in this city, and I hope that we can continue to elevate the discourse in this town. So thank you for your service. Thank you. So I'm sitting here, I'm looking around, and I've been at a few events this week where new members of councils have been sworn in, school boards have been sworn in, and other offices. And Goleta's different. And one of the ways that we're different is we don't go up to a dais, I've noticed. We're on the same level as the public, as all of you out there. And I also noticed that it's one flat surface. And so I think it's appropriate that for a city like Goleta that has a warm and sometimes rollicking discourse, that we all share a common table up here. And it's just my hope that as we move forward together, that we'll all work with common purpose and for the common good. So just thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Looking very much forward to getting started. Looking very much forward to continuing work that I've done over a lifetime in this community on issues that many of you have worked on or are often in the public view in terms of housing and protecting open space, preserving and protecting our environment, but also talking about issues that have been hiding in plain sight, like the need for affordable, accessible, and quality childcare. And that's something that I hope that we can tackle on this council. Once again, thank you so much to the people of the city of Goleta for entrusting me with this opportunity, and I hope to prove worthy of it. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to say a few words I've prepared. First of all, welcome to all of you, and thank you so much for all being here. I'm honored and I'm privileged to be sitting up here as your elected mayor. And I just want you to know that I intend to be everyone's mayor. And for me, the excitement comes when I see a room full of people at a council meeting. And so I'm hoping that this will keep happening, and we'll keep having people come and help us with our opportunities that lie ahead and our challenges. So it's great to see everybody here. But tonight I want to talk just a little bit about, I'll say a few words about Goleta. So tonight, I just have to say that Goleta is now 16 years young. Some would say it's a typical teenager with more raw energy than good judgment. Others would say we're a sweet 16. So for me, the answer is that we're both. We are still having growing pains, definitely feeling our oats as we continue to mature. On the whole, we are well positioned for the future with a new council offering both experience and energy. We have great financial reserves. And thanks to those who have preceded us before and after we became a city, we have stupendous natural resources. We have the Elwood Butterfly Grove. We have Lake Los Caneros. We have that small town feel, but big town opportunities. We have a nearby world-class university, cutting-edge technology innovators, a vibrant labor force, and a huge variety of local merchants who provide a vast array of shopping choices and jobs area-wide. Some communities would be satisfied with all this and just sit still. But in the words of American humorist Will Rogers, quote, "Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there," end of quote. So on this first day of our new council, I want to challenge us all to keep moving and go higher. And I'll just throw in a little joke. I don't mean recreational marijuana. Let's aim for higher public safety, not just with continued support for our police and the new fire station we approved last week, but also with better transportation options for motor vehicles, biking, walking, and yes, perhaps even scooters if done right. And let's also aim for higher levels of disaster preparedness for the emergencies that are likely to come. Let's aim to protect and preserve our environment, safeguard our habitat, our precious wildlife, agriculture, and do our part to push back on climate change. Let's aim for higher design and building standards, not have every setback at the minimum, not have every building height at the maximum, and let's have development and redevelopment adhere to higher environmental standards and higher water conservation. Let's aim for higher housing affordability so our employers can attract the workers they need, and so more of our best and talented and brightest don't need to move away in search of jobs and housing they can afford. Let's aim for higher and more recreational opportunities for young and old, with more parks, an improved community center, and maybe other facilities, maybe a community pool might be nice. And let's aim for higher participation in local government. Of course, we want higher interest in pursuing public office and commissions, but we also want more residents' involvement in attending our meetings, speaking out, raising your voices to ensure that the Goleta we want is the Goleta we get. We challenged our Public Engagement Commission to bring us recommendations that will continue to move us higher. I'm seldom inspired by ads and commercials, but one recently caught my eye. It was an ad for an expensive and precious watch, and the tagline read, "You never really own a Petit Philippe." I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly. "You merely look after it for the next generation." So this tagline was a good reminder that to Goleta, that Goleta residents and we as council members don't actually own Goleta. Our stewardship is limited to our time here. But our task, our job, our vision is and must be to take care of this for the next generation, as others did for us. So, in closing, to do that, we can draw inspiration from the intrepid sailors that discovered our very shoreline in a Goleta, Spanish for schooner, after which our city is named. To get here, they sailed not just by looking at the near horizon, but by looking higher to the stars. So let's look higher. Okay, I thought I could hold it together. Let's look higher for an even better city of Goleta in the months and years to come. Thank you. If anybody has any comments they'd like to make, otherwise, we're going to go to the, what are we going to do? Mayor Pro Tem.
Item C1, selection of Mayor Pro Tempore.
Good evening again. So in 2005, the City Council adopted a resolution that established a procedure for the mayor and mayor pro tem. Staff recommends tonight that only the mayor pro tem be selected at this time, since we already have a mayor-elect. I also wanted to note that in January 2012, the City Council elected to become the successor agency to the Redevelopment Agency for the City of Goleta. That's consistent with council policy regarding the former redevelopment agency. So staff is recommending that the mayor serve as the chair and the mayor pro tem serve as the vice chair of that agency. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and this is going to be the process for the mayor pro tem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the nomination period, and then I'm going to ask to see if there's any nominations. No seconds required in this. We'll take a roll call vote. So again, I'll open up the nomination period. I'll ask if there's any nominations. If I'll take the nominations, we'll close the nomination period, and then we'll take a roll call vote. Okay. So at this time, I ask to see if there's any nomination for Mayor Pro Tem.
So I'll nominate Kyle Richards. I know some people probably have heard that, you know, Kyle Robespierre Richards, and a little concerned about the possibility of another reign of terror. I can just say probably not. So for that, I would support him for it. Actually, in all seriousness, he listens to people, he cares about Goleta, and he understands the job and understands the government, and so he would do a fine job. So, thank you.
Do I hear any other nominations? Okay, I will close the nominations, and I'll ask for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Richards?
Yes.
That's good.
I guess that settles that, right?
Councilmember Kiriakou?
Aye.
Councilmember Aceves?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan?
Yes.
Mayor Parodi?
Yes. Aye.
Okay, that is 5-0. Mayor Pro Tem Richards.
Well, congratulations. I look forward to working with you. You'll have to ask Stuart all the things I make him do as mayor pro tem. I give you my list. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm going to be serious now.
She likes the laundry starch.
Do you have a few words to say?
I'm honored. I guess what I have to say is I don't think I'll bring the same sense of humor to the position as my predecessor, for better or worse. But I look forward to the responsibilities and taking it on, and I look forward to working with you, Mayor Parodi.
Thank you. Great. Any other comments? Thank you for being my Mayor Pro Tem this year.
You're welcome.
It's been fun. Any other comments? Okay.
Since we like to keep it light out here in Goleta, I was wondering if I could admit to a rookie mistake.
Uh-oh.
I didn't thank my wife and my mother. And in my defense, I caught the mistake without a text message, a dirty look. I caught the mistake on my own. And for that, I feel I should be congratulated. Thank you.
City Manager, you have anything you'd like to say? Michelle Green?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I want to congratulate our new council member. Welcome aboard. We look forward to working with you, our new Mayor Pro Tem. Very excited to work with you in this new role as well. And congratulations, Madam Mayor, once again.
Thank you.
And to Councilmember Aceves. It's wonderful to have this group of individuals to work with. Certainly, you will be supporting and encouraging and challenging staff over the next few years, and we really look forward to that. And to Councilmember Bennett, thank you so much for your guidance. You've been a mentor to me and many members of the staff. and we're going to continue to look to you when we need to know a historical fact or get detail about something. So your continued involvement with the city is really going to be valued. So thank you so much for your service as well. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Jenkins, you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, I will join the city manager's comments and just note, as far as Councilmember Bennett is concerned, I served for many years with Councilmember Bennett on the League of California Cities Coastal Cities Caucus, and never imagined during those years that one day I would be sitting up here on the dais with him. And I will miss him and thank him for all his service. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I think that means we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you.